The McCain campaign reacted intensely to Barack Obama's comment that you can't put lipstick on a pig by claiming it was a sexist remark, complete with a new television ad that juxtaposed Obama's comment from last night with Sarah Palin saying at the Republican National Convention that the only difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull is lipstick. Maria Comello is a spokeswoman for Governor Sarah Palin. WMNF spoke to her briefly this morning. We began our interview by asking her if Governor Palin was truly offended by Senator Obama's remark, or did she acknowledge that it was simply good politics for the McCain campaign to act as if he did say something wrong?
First off, I think it's really Barack Obama who should be embarrassed by the comments that he made. You know, at this point in the campaign and considering everything he said about having a new kind of politics of hope, I think, you know, these remarks just further cement the fact that he has adopted a new kind of tone, one that is negative, and he's certainly not looking back.
Now, the governor is campaigning certainly as a budget watchdog, eager to shave frivolous government spending, but that image took a bit of a hit yesterday when the Washington Post reported the governor charges the state for travel expenses while living at her Wasilla home. The Democratic...
Oh, I'd have to completely disagree with you on that. It wasn't a hit at all. I mean, I think, look, you know, Governor Palin has had, before she became governor, talked about the importance of transparency, accountability in government, and then as governor, that's exactly what she did and exactly how she governed. What she said mirrored her actions. You know, as governor, she gave up the state jet. She got rid of the taxpayer-paid cook. She drove herself to work. She put the state checkbook online. And, you know, everything she did was completely transparent. She was a complete open book. So, you know, for anyone to be taking issue with the fact that she actually got reimbursed for travel expenses to travel across Alaska in the capacity of governor to talk with Alaskans and meet with constituents is a little ridiculous.
Okay, I just want to come back. The former governor of Alaska, the Democrat, Tony Knowles, he said when you're living at home, you don't pay yourself for living at home, and if you use a technicality to get around that rule so you can get paid for it, it's not right.
Oh, well, I think first off, you got to consider the source. It's a partisan Democrat who's taking a shot. I mean, all you have to do is look at the fact that everything she did was completely by the book. She got paid her per diem, as was completely, like I said, a by the books, accountable. There was nothing wrong with it. And anybody else who's saying otherwise clearly has a political bone to pick. I mean, this is a governor who ushered in landmark ethics reform, was a champion of transparency, accountability in government, and openness, and not only did she talk about that commitment, she actually governed by it.
We're speaking with Maria Comello. She's a spokesperson for Alaskan Governor Sarah Palin. Maria, there's been a lot said about the governor supporting the so-called Bridge to Nowhere before she opposed it. I think it's fair to say that she certainly does oppose it now, and she says that, of course, in every one of her campaign appearances. But should she keep on declaring that when, in fact, her stance it was not exactly that of Senator McCain, who was consistently against it?
Well, look, I mean, I think there's a couple of things you need to actually consider when talking about this. First off, she did consistently, as governor, oppose funding for Bridge to Nowhere. Secondly, as mayor of Wasilla, she had to work in the best interest of her constituents. And I think there needs to be an understanding that if you're a mayor of a town and you're working to fight for funding for your constituents, you've got to work within the confines of the current system. And that's the earmark system. And what, you know, Governor Palin realized firsthand is that system is broken, that there is corruption, that dollars aren't getting to where they really need to be getting, that the priorities aren't being met. And, you know, when she was governor, she looked at this issue, she acted as a responsible executive and made the determination that it was, in fact, a waste of money.
I know a lot of Americans are looking forward to hearing her being interviewed. I know ABC's Charlie Gibson is going to be in Alaska in the next couple of days for her first sit-down interview. Can we expect other major media outlets to get their turn, or will those interviews be given when the campaign thinks they should be given out, as McCain campaign manager Rick Davis inferred last week?
I mean, look, the campaign will certainly schedule interviews as it makes sense. She is doing her first interview over the next 2 days with ABC. It's an open interview where she will be asked, you know, whatever the ABC team thinks is important and voters want to hear about, and she's more than happy to answer those questions.